Welcome to The Art of Listening. Today we're going to continue our exploration of music of the Romantic period by looking at chamber music. Chamber music is a genre of music composed for a small group of players, typically one player per part, and is designed to be performed in an intimate setting such as a room or a small concert hall. It emphasizes close interaction between the musicians and intricate interplay of the musical lines. By this stage, you are thoroughly familiar with the sound of Romantic music, with its emotional expressiveness, its very rich harmonies, its programmatic elements, and the great skill on the part of the players that is called for. This extension of every facet, including the dynamic range, results often in significantly longer works than chamber music of the Baroque and Classical periods. In today's program, we will hear only two full works, one by Dvorak and one by Brahms. And next week in part two, we will hear another full work by Schumann and some sections of two other compositions by Schubert and by Tchaikovsky. Our first item for today is Dvorak's string quartet number 12, called The American. Dvorak's American quartet, very much like his New World Symphony, combines folk-inspired melodies with romantic expressiveness, creating a work that is both nostalgic and forward-looking. It has vibrant rhythms, colorful harmonies, and lyrical melodies capturing the spirit of the Romantic era. The second movement in particular stands out for its nostalgic and introspective atmosphere, its tender melodies and its rich harmonies, which provoke a sense of longing and introspection. This is characteristic of Romantic chamber music. This is in four movements, as is typical for sonata-type compositions, in the pattern quick movement, then the slow movement, the scherzo, and the finale.
Thank you. Thank you.
work today is Brahms' String Quartet No. 2. This quartet showcases lush harmonies, rich textures, and expansive forms characteristic of the Romantic era. Its expressive depth and virtuosic demands on the performers make it a staple of the chamber music repertoire. The third movement, with its warm, intimate character and expressive depth, epitomizes the Romantic aesthetic. The structure is exactly as the Dvorak we just heard, that is to say, in four movements.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's all for today, but please join me again next week for part two of Chamber Music, and then we will hear more from Schubert, Tchaikovsky, and Schumann.